Okay, so we have been talking about mostly animals too. When they need food, they simply go out and look for it. But some animals do something entirely different when they need food. Surprisingly, as it may sound, some animals actually spend a great deal of the time taking care of their own food source. They cultivate it sort of the ways human farmers would do. Okay, so let's start it. There's a certain fish, it's called a damsel fish, that likes to eat a special kind of seaweed. So wherever a patch of this seaweed grows, there will usually be a damsel fish swimming above and around it. Now, the fish are there to provide the protection from other plants, so the seaweed can grow and then regrow as the damsel fish eats it. For example, if the other plants start growing over the seaweed, blocking sunlight, the damsel fish remove those plants by biting off the part of that are getting too tall. So, by protecting the seaweed from being overrun and damaged by other plants, the damsel fish always have the supply of food ready to use. Now, some animals don't cultivate plants, they take care of other plants as a source of food. Okay, take ants for instance. There are some species of black ants that care for tiny insects called aphids. These aphids produce a sweet liquid that the ants like to eat. So, ants guard the aphids from being eaten by other animals and help feed the aphids. In fact, sometimes the ants even carry aphids' eggs back to their own nest and raise the young aphids there. Then, the aphids grow and produce this sweet liquid that the ants eat. Thus, the ants make use of the aphids as a reliable source of food. 好啦，今天呢要来跟大家说说，就是有一种很特别的动物，它叫需要食物的时候，它会做一些跟人类很像的动作。来，第一种呢，就是有一种鱼，它叫做雀鲷，它呢非常喜欢一种特殊的海藻。那这种海藻呢，其实它生长的时候，你通常可以在它的上面或者周围发现这种雀鲷。那这个雀鲷呢，它会为了要免受这些海藻被人家侵害，它就会吃掉它那个周围的植物。比如说，当有一些植物呢开始长出来挡住了这些海藻的阳光的时候呢，雀鲷呢就会通过咬掉这些太高的植物呢，来让海藻不会被其他的植物来过度的侵占跟损坏。所以呢，雀鲷就可以随时都可以有食物可以供应。那还有一种呢动物，它是不种植植物的，但是它会照顾其他动物来作为它食物的来源哦。像是一种叫做黑蚂蚁，这个黑蚂蚁呢，它又称为，它就是黑蚂蚁，就是长得很黑的蚂蚁，对。然后呢，它会照顾有一种虫叫做蚜虫，这种蚜虫呢，它会产生一种黑蚂蚁非常爱的一种甜甜的液体，所以呢，黑蚂蚁它会保护蚜虫不被其他动物吃掉。更神奇的是啊，它还会把蚜虫的卵带回自己的巢穴，并且在那里去饲养幼小的蚜虫。最后蚜虫呢生长之后呢，就会产生蚂蚁非常爱吃的那种甜甜的液体。所以呢，黑蚂蚁就可以利用蚜虫来作为它可靠的食物来源。那这个故事有没有让你想到什么呢？老师跟你分享，我自己的话，我会想到的是要切记自己呢在这个世界上生活到底是不是所谓的雀鲷，去确保你的资源可以一直一直的不断的一直发展下去。 那我觉得那个像我们读书这一件事情，阅读这件事情，就是一个可以让你去确保你的海藻，这个海藻就是所谓的你的知识可以一直一直的成长起来，然后呢适时的把一些东西剪掉，比如说你可能手很想滑一下看一下网拍，这时候你就是挡住你的阳光的这一个植物了，这时候就应该把它剪掉。那在另外一个故事里面的那个黑蚂蚁跟蚜虫的部分的话呢，我们也要想想看，在我们的生活里面，你到底是黑蚂蚁还是蚜虫呢？你是不是无意间已经被黑蚂蚁带回自己的洞穴里面，孵化成它们的生长的一个植物的一个机器呢？如果呢，我们都只是为了别人的梦想而在工作的话，那你是不是就变成了黑蚂蚁的蚜虫了呢？那你到底是想要当黑蚂蚁还是当蚜虫呢？就由我们自己来选择咯。好啦，那一样老师会把这个打成文字，然后会在下面留给大家，如果你需要的话可以下载哦。那我们下次见，拜拜。